Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed it is. Good morning, y'all. Welcome to another edition of the Christopher Smith Show here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I hope all of you guys are doing well on this Saturday morning on the 6th of November, 2021. I know I am. People, I am rested. I feel good. Got something I want to talk about today, and I want to talk about PTSD. And I want to talk about PTSD because I believe and I feel as though PTSD affects us all. I believe everybody have a dose of PTSD. And like the Marquis says, you can even ask my mom. People, I don't have a relationship with my mom due to the PTSD that she has about my father. And because we live in a world where, especially in a community where I'm from, and that is the black community, black women are above reproach. Black women are above judgment. Black women can go out and have five kids by five different men, and she'll be looked at as a queen. Black women can say, take a black man down in front of the white man. Black women can say, all the good black men are either gay or in jail. And because a black woman is saying it, it's all good. I fought to be a father for 11 and a half years. For that, it earned me PTSD. It earned me depression. It earned me two episodes of wanting to kill myself. For that, my mother, who gave birth to me, who raised me, who taught me a lot of things, my mother said, you know what? My PTSD comes first. And because of that, you are not allowed to talk about women. And because of that, my mother and I today haven't spoken in over 2 years. I personally don't see a reunite. I don't think black women are built like that. But I'm not going to make it about black women. I'm going to make it about PTSD. And I want to be clear, just in case anybody is listening to what I'm saying, I'm kind of like pissed off, and I say these things that I say concerning black women because I love black women. And not only that, the great Sister Scheherazade Ali wrote a book, and the name of that book is The Black Man's Guide to Understanding the Black Woman. Had I would have gotten a hold of this book back in 1990 when it was written, I would have avoided a lot of my PTSD. Because here's the deal. I used to think, at 52 years old, up until I was about 46, I was a late bloomer. I had no idea that a thug got more love than a man like me. The average 18-year-old knows this. 18-year-old knows this. I was a late learner. And because I was a late learner, people, the unfortunate of being a late learner in anything is you end up getting a lot of PTSD behind it. So we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about PTSD. We all have it. Just ask my mom. People, if you look at the movie First Blood, starring Sylvester Stallone, came out in, I believe, 82 or 83. I don't have the exact year in front of me, but First Blood, John Rambo, in that movie, it introduced the world to PTSD. And being in the military made it popular because for decades we've been hearing about PTSD, but we didn't identify it. And thank God for their drugs, all these drug companies wanting to push their drugs. In order to stay in business, you must come up with many a diagnosis in order to then supply a prescription for it, which in turn will have your business creating revenue. Understand there are a lot of doctors that are in the pockets of big prescription companies. This is why your child who is naturally energized can now be diagnosed with hyper drive or whatever it's called, when the fact of the matter is, like I was telling an individual this week, children need to be given to their fathers. Their fathers burn the energy off and then give the mother, the child gets given back to the mother for nurturement. Children, mothers, you are simply nurturers. Fathers do everything else. But in the days and times that we live in now, that is now thrown to the curb because the community where I'm from, mothers don't want fathers for their kids. Look, I'd rather raise my kid via child support and then pump my child with all these drugs and let some doctor tell me that this fully healthy child has attention deficit disorder and all these things, when in fact that is normal for any child. Children must go out and play, not sit down there and be cute like a little doll for a bunch of women. All right? That's not how it's supposed to go. All right. So the movie made PTSD famous. The movie first, and then when PTSD was made famous, we are now using PTSD to we're now using PTSD. Excuse me. We're now identifying everything else with a specific form of PTSD. PTSD stands for post-traumatic stress disorder. Post is afterwards. So we're going to talk about, I'm going to tell you about my PTSD. As I told you, many a times, probably not in this broadcast, I fought 11 and a half years to be a father. I fought 11 and a half years to be a father because I was a late bloomer. Like I said, up until 45, 46 years old, nope, there's no way women gonna love a no good guy. Nope, nope, nope. Then I had to stop and use my third eye, as my friend so eloquently taught me about the perspective of your third eye. This is why I'm glad I have the friends that I have. This is why I'm glad I have friends that won't sit and have me sit down here and be doing something just because I'm benefiting from them. Friends, that's how it is with men anyway. Men, we don't allow each other to just mope around and just be lopsided. We tell what's in the best interest. That's another story. But I was taught the perspective of the third eye. Then I realized I was doing all the damage to myself. I was bringing about the damage to myself simply by engaging, doing something that I was naturally supposed to do. How about that? I was simply hurting myself by being a father. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? I was hurting myself by being a father. I can stand here today, November 6th, 2021, and tell you, and proudly tell you, because I'm a man, I don't lie, and I'm going to be honest with you. I've never met anyone that didn't lie to themselves. We've all did it. I just stopped doing it back in 2009, made it my business to never, ever do it again. But I stopped telling myself a lie. When I stopped telling myself a lie, I woke up and realized that having a child was the worst thing that ever happened to me. The worst. There is as I've told individuals before, the worst thing that ever happened to me was having a child. If I can put it in a number sequence, having a child was the first, and the second worst thing in a number sequence would have to be at 1,000. Spaces 2 through 999 is empty. But here's the deal. Let me go left for a second when it comes to PTSD, because we all have it. Even though I'm going left, I'm still going to talk about PTSD. Here's the deal. Everyone that's living knows the position they're in. Everyone that's living knows the position they're in. The unfortunate is this. They have to deal with it because there isn't an alternative. I will be by myself rather than deal with the receiving end of someone's hatred, which is PTSD. Attitude is the main runoff of PTSD. The runoff. When something is created, various things are also created. If you want to know an example of this, kerosene that you use in kerosene heaters is the runoff when crude oil is produced to gasoline. Okay. So, PTSD, we all have it. Just ask my mom. I fought to be a father and didn't realize I was dealing with some traumatic stress. Okay, hence the term post-traumatic stress disorder. When you go through some traumatic stress, and that's what trying to be a father and then understanding just how women think, that is my PTSD. Every individual that I've ever dealt with will hear me as a man. I'm talking about a female. Will hear me talking about various things of actions of women. And if they do something, I will tell them, you shouldn't such and such or whatever. But today, on November 6th, I'm going to break it down for you. Here on the Christopher Smith Show, 31.1fm.com. Blog Talk Radio Network. Appreciate you guys for being here. Saturdays at 11, weekdays at 8. I am here. You got something you want to say, got something you want to add to the discussion, 516-418-5736. I'd love to hear what you got to say. I'm talking about PTSD today. People, I was taught to be a man. That's what I was taught. I was taught to be a man. Taught to be a man. And when you was taught to be a man, that's what you apply in your day-to-day when you're out and about. You're under the impression narrative, you are under the impression that this perspective is one that you're supposed to be using in your day-to-day, right? So, I was proud to present to the individuals that I was trying to be in a relationship with, I was proud to produce to them, I was proud to show them who I was. I was proud to do that. I was like, yeah, this is what I am. I'm sure you met knuckleheads, but you met me. And because you met me, little did I know, the culture of women where I'm from is to deal with the no good man, love the no good man, come with many theories and beliefs why the no good man was the first priority, come up with many no good theories and beliefs why the no good. This is why I talk about this action like I do, in case you haven't figured it out. Because it was normally good gets to present itself, and then a nemesis is created. You know, the superhero movie don't start off with the nemesis, and then the superhero is trying to fight his way through. This is how it is. This is what I didn't know. I learned late. I was fighting to present to women in the community where I'm from that I was a man. I've gotten out of the business of doing that. I've gotten out of the business of doing that. I get it now. Men is a last option. I have to do this with them. We have to go over there. I have to do that. And I get it now. It feels like a man, the priority to build with a man, to start a life with a man and grow with a man. And you got this life with a man. I when I hear individuals are getting engaged, I get dumbfounded as to how did that happen? Because my PTSD that I have today on November 6th, I'm proud to say my PTSD, because my PTSD is real. And my PTSD have shown me that a man like me is not wanted. I know guys that ain't about nothing that engage with women more than I ever would. It's just like that. But I'm not the only one with PTSD. No, I'm not the only one. People, I'm going to tell you something. I don't have a relationship with my mother because my mother has PTSD as well. And I was looking at this movie Gemini Man with Will Smith, only to realize that that little snippet in there was actually Will Smith's real life perspective. Will Smith said in Gemini Man that his mother whooped his behind because every time she seen him, she seen his father, only to then go on Oprah and echo the same thing. That's what I'm going through with my mother. So I'm going to talk about it for a little bit here on the Christopher Smith Show, 31.1fm.com, broadcasting live on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Appreciate you guys for being here. Honestly, you guys could be anywhere else in the world. As I stated, I'm here on Saturdays at 11 and on weeknights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. People, as I just stated earlier, my mom and dad raised a man. I don't know no other way. There's a song by the Bee Gees called Inside and Out. That is my theme song. I'm not a vision. I'm a man who loves you inside and out, backwards and forward, with my heart hanging out. I love no other way. That's me. I don't know how to love half-assed. I can meet a woman on Thursday and love her on Thursday. And that woman starts slowly chipping at the way why I felt it was a bad idea. And then they spend 5 months telling me no, 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 no. And then I say, okay. Then all of the no's turn into I understands and you are right. And it's too late. You done burnt out any love and feelings that I have for you. So this is what my mama and my dad taught me. As a successful man, I made sure I was given to my mother. Didn't wait till she died. I gave her her flowers while she was living, and she so eloquently echoed for many years. I think one of the biggest issues that my family don't understand, and my brothers as well, I was more of a student for my mother and father than their child. My brothers, they were just doing the parent raising a child role. It wasn't like that with me. With me, it was studying. I was studying my mom. I was studying my dad. I studied my mom's hurt. I studied her pain, and made sure that when I was able to give my mom love and happiness, I did that. In my military career, I would send home $2,000-$3,000 worth of gifts for Christmas. Help my brother buy a car. And then for the past 3.5 years, from 2016 to 2019, pay my mom's bills. Not bragging about that. That was just simply the love a son was given to his mother. But little did I know the platform that enabled me to do this for my mother was the very platform my mother hated. My mother hated the fact that I educated myself. My mother hated the fact that I studied and found out why it was that I was being treated like I was by women. She didn't like the stats that she didn't like the reports that I read. She didn't like my research team finding all this information. Little did I know, the more successful I got at finding answers as to why I was treated like shit by women of color, my own mother was getting offended by it. And then it all came to head. You see, I was supposed to just weep in sorrow. I wasn't supposed to write books. I wasn't supposed to start an organization. I helped over 200,000 individuals in my life. You would think that a mother would be proud of her son and say, my son did that. That's what my son. They tried to destroy my baby. I had a woman named Alexis Stewart send me a message and said, Chris, I want to thank you for saving my brother's life. His child's mother and our mother teamed up to destroy him. One of his military buddies found some of your material and sent it to him. And you saved his life, so thank you. But I'm going to back up to something that I said. He said that my child's mom, his child's mom, excuse me, and our mother teamed up to destroy him. That's what I know women to be. For any woman that's listening to me right now, that's what I know. I was exposed to it. It happened to me. It is my PTSD. If you don't like it, don't go near any of the things that those women have done. I will tell every woman this. Right about now, none of them have listened. They all claim, but I did this for you, and I did that for you, and you engaged in a bunch of hate that triggered my PTSD. You got to forgive me for being honest. But I'm a man. That's what we do. That makes me and helped me understand that what I am doing, my crusade, my mission, is valid. The one thing that helped me understand that was going to therapy. And I did not want to play the victim. And because of that, now I get to speak about things. And when I speak about things, if I'm in the company of a woman, they get stiff. And the reason why they get stiff is because it's a battle. He's right, but do I go and rip into him? Because I hate the fact that he's talking about women. But you're not supposed to fight for 11 and a half years to be a father and look and have a woman look at you and say, why are you talking about women? You're not supposed to fight for 11 and a half years to be a father, help 200,000 individuals in your life, and then your mother hates you for it. That is some hate that lives inside of women where I'm from that I am waiting for it to jump out of them so I can put them in their motherfucking place. You will not say something to me and think that I'm going to bow down to it or I said something wrong. Because I can listen to a woman talk about a no-good man all day. If I listened to it 100 times, I said nothing. But every time I said something about a woman and what I've been through, the connection of, wait a minute, he is doing this well, he was doing that well, he was doing that well. He said everything he did everything he said. It won't get no validation. Till today. Today is November 6th, and it hasn't happened in my life. Has not happened. PTSD will not win with me. I'm sorry. And the reason why individuals sit down there and cannot listen to a woman being critiqued is because what I am saying lives inside of them. And it's like, oh, I want to throw his narrative off so when I do it, it's fresh inside of him. We all are suffering from PTSD. We all are. We all are. You got molested when you was young. I am so sorry to hear that. Go to therapy. You was in a relationship with someone you love and they treated you like trash. Go to therapy. Your child's father cheated on you with your sister. Go to therapy. You're in a situation where you don't want to be in. Everybody around you, go to therapy. People, I want to be clear about something. And I mean crystal clear. The forces of good will always win. I want to be clear about something as well. I will never, ever recommend that an individual go to therapy. I won't. I will never, ever. I did. The individual I was dating pleaded with this individual, let's go to therapy. First started talking. I called the counselor at my job, and you're right, I need to go to therapy. And then after that, it turned into, you ain't going to have me thinking I'm going to therapy. I'm perfect. I'm a black woman. And then everything changed. I want to be clear. I don't have a relationship with my mother today, November 6th, 2021. I don't. Do I yearn for one? Not at all. Not a little bit. Hate has consumed the woman that I used to call my mother. And I want to be clear about something. I am a spiritual being, and I'm using this body as a vessel to exist. This is why I tell individuals, this old spiritual world, these little beautiful sayings, they ring with me. I don't sit up here and say, well, that's your mother, you got to. No, that is an individual, that is a spirit that is existing inside of a body. That's what that is. If you don't understand what I'm saying, let me educate you. How come when somebody died, they say the body of XYZ was found down at the lake? How come they say their body was found? So if their body was found, where are they? They separated from the body and went back to the spiritual form. If you want to navigate yourself through life and just deal with somebody in the physical existence, you can go right ahead. I stopped doing that years ago. I exist with you from the spiritual perspective. The physical don't mean nothing to me. Fat, skinny, ugly, cockeyed, one leg, two legs, in a wheelchair, hopping, don't mean nothing to me. I deal with individuals based on the spirit. You beautiful, you got a big old booty, but you screwing multiple individuals, you got the spirit of a whore. Yep, you look good when you go to work. Yep, oh my God. But guess what? When you get off work, you're lining up dicks. These are facts. These are facts. We all experienced. We all have PTSD. The difference between you, them, and me, maybe just this. I'm not lying to myself. If one person says to me, you sound like you're this, and the other person say, I understand you, the reason why a person will depict me as something bad, I'll go ahead and I will refer to a posting that I said that I've seen today on social media. And it said this: you want to kill a big dream? Tell it to a small mind. Ponder on that. Have a good day, y'all.